So it feels as if the retreat is very much up and running. And we're just getting started, I suspect, with the wall remembering people we're close to who've died over the last year. I suspect we're going to need more sheets of paper at some point. And hopefully you, if you were interested, you collected one of those pieces of paper by the questions bowl with some of Sabuti's and Bante's thoughts about integration in relation to the system of practice. And as of now, we're in silence. I'm not going to say anything about the silence and keeping it and how important it is and, you know, how it can become a really positive sort of presence on the retreat in itself and how we need to treasure it and enjoy it and relax into it and, you know, how it gives us freedom to take people in another way without words and, or anything like that. Because you know that, you've been on lots of retreats. So this afternoon, we'll start into doing a bit more practice, and depending on how things go, I might talk a little bit about motivation. So this morning I was outlining aspects of integration and how that can go deeper and deeper, and you can see the whole spiritual life in terms of integration, right from the beginnings of just becoming aware of what's there, which I'm still certainly working on. There's always further to go until, you know, there just is continuous awareness through all experience. Even deep sleep, it's possible to be aware in deep sleep. So we can all work away on that. But then there are further and further levels. So I ended up saying, well, mindfulness of breathing is the main practice associated with integration. So let's do a bit of work with the breathing. And we'll probably start quite simply. So let's do some practice together. So in this practice, we'll come back to basics, come back to square one. And that's always a really good place to start. I always find find square one a difficult place to get to. But when I get there, everything else is always in it. So we tend to build up habits around meditation, some helpful, some not so helpful. Let's come back to a few simple elements that need to be in place. And the first one is that we need to feel free, fresh, or as fresh as possible about the practice. And in a busy life, it's very easy just to get to the point where, right, it's you've got this little bit of time to meditate, so you sit down and you dive in. And because you haven't given yourself any sense of spaciousness, any sense of freedom before you start, it's all a bit tight and a bit limited. So we need to come back to a sense of really having nothing to do. No demands to satisfy. Don't have to be anyone in particular. Sitting here just as we are, with awareness. Even before we do anything with our mind and body, what's going on is already pretty amazing. All those millions of years of evolution and natural selection selected us. Now, to go deeper into our experience, we need to be well grounded. Otherwise, the tendency is to be lost in thought chains, or when strong emotions come, we're not anchored enough to withstand them, to not be blown away by them. So let's take our awareness down to the ground. Let's first make sure that we're in touch with the actual sensations. Where our feet, where our knees, where our bottom comes in contact with the cushion, with the chair, with the mat. How can we tell right this moment that we're in contact with the ground, with the earth? That clear sense of contact, of that actual experience, you can also have a feeling of how it is to be supported by the earth. When we have a sense of being supported by the earth, then there can be a sense of relaxing, giving it our weight. So if there's a downward movement of energy in the body, as if our center of gravity is moving lower. can't feel it, we could imagine it. That in itself will help the process along. So out of that sense of groundedness, connectedness, that firm foundation, dropping anchor in our experience, let the upper body rise up. Let it be open and spacious. Notice thoughts and judgments about how we're doing. Just let them go on an out breath. So there's a sense of relaxation, giving our weight to the earth, as if the lower body is becoming heavy and the upper body is open, spacious, encouraging awareness. And what we're looking for in the practice, what we're looking for all through the day, is a sense of the combination of those two. Relaxed and aware. Aware and relaxed. Even move our awareness between, as it were, those two poles. Spending a bit of time with that sense of solidity, relaxation, the lower body. And that sense of opening, rising up, brighter awareness. We may feel more in the upper body. So if we're linking the two, we're making connections between those two. Now let's bring awareness into the body and see what we notice, just exploring the feelings, exploring the sensations, doing our best to come to it completely fresh. So if we just landed in this body, we're feeling out, how is it to be embodied? We're engaging with the process, we just carry on doing that. And if we're not, might need to go back to finding more motivation, finding ways of encouraging ourselves to engage in the process. As we're exploring all these constantly changing sensations and feelings in the body, being aware of the quality of the attention that we're bringing to it. And letting it be a very kindly awareness. is if we're encouraging more of our experience to reveal itself. As if we're being a good listener to ourselves. Really open, really sympathetic. Really present, really being there for whatever wants to arise. As best we can. Now, with this relaxed, sympathetic awareness, let's particularly explore the feelings and sensations that we call the breath, the breathing. Looking for the actual sensations. Not just an idea. course, we know we're breathing. We must be, because we know we're not dead. But in actual experience, how do we know we're breathing right now? Moment by moment. Helps, we can explore what the breath is like, whether it's long or short, whether it's rough or smooth, where we experience it most strongly, starting to notice how much of the body is involved in the breathing. Is the air coming in through the nostrils, the throat, the chest? Is the movement of the diaphragm? Movement in the abdomen, down in the belly. Or maybe not, let's see. Let's explore. We feel movement in the sides of the body as the air flows in and flows out. what happens in the back of the body as we breathe. Not just movements of the rib cage, we notice subtle movements in the spine. Right up to the shoulders, into the back of the neck. What about the arms? The arms aren't directly involved in the breathing process. Can we feel them being affected? Subtle sort of pulsing movement. Even a movement of energy. It's triggered, set off by the breathing. It's not that we have to do it right and feel anything in particular. Just that we explore our experience. We explore being alive. And the same with the lower body, down the pelvis and into the legs. Are they affected? Are they some way involved in the breathing? On a physical level, on an energy level? Do they respond to the tide of life coming into our body and flowing out? we have a sense of the whole body responding to the breathing. With sympathy for ourselves, can we be aware and let ourselves relax so the whole process can go on? We're supported by the earth, held up by the earth. And then we're being fed by the air. Just being breathed. Just allowing that process to happen. Being as alive and awake to it as we can be. Just for the last few minutes of the practice. So in a way, that practice was some reminders of some basic elements that are important. In a way, with all meditation, sense of groundedness, relaxed awareness. We can really get that sense of the combination of relaxation and awareness, then all will go well. And then really doing our best to get underneath our ideas about our experience and try to find the actual sensations. Our minds are always presenting us with a convenient image. You don't need to focus on the breath, you've done that. You do that, whatever, 21,000 times a day or something, so we know all about that. So here's a sort of image of the breath. And we'll just stick with that, and then that leaves you free to go off and think about something more interesting. So we're trying to come right back as if we've never breathed before. How is it to be breathing right now? And then we're looking at the quality of attention that we're bringing to things. We're looking for an awareness that's kind, that's sympathetic, that's nourishing of our experience, and that's exploratory, that's looking at things for the first time, that's, again, there's this sort of dead hand, this dead weight, particularly as we get older, we just have so many ideas about ourselves and what we're like and what life's like. So we're trying to break all that up and get underneath all that and come back to a sense of liveness and interest and curiosity. That then leads to more energy, and that leads to more excitement and engagement, and then the whole process starts to take off. But we're also very sympathetic with ourselves. If we're really tired and we got a really bad cough and we got a cold and can't really even sort of bring attention to the breath, can't even breathe properly. Okay, well, that's part of that sympathy, is being aware of the conditions and being aware of what we can do under the conditions we find ourselves in. What we can do, which will just be the next step from wherever we are. So those were a few just good things to come back to and remind ourselves of.